The new Puget Loop Audubon map is the latest in a series of trail maps used by avid birders.
And it covers the area where most of us live, Puget Sound.
That's Woody Wheeler, who now makes a living guiding tourists from all over the country who come here just to seek out our unique mix of birds.
And you might think, well, there are big cities here and lots of commerce, so maybe there wouldn't be as many birds, but that's not the case.
Wheeler says one of his favorite places to take people is Union Bay near the University District, where at this time of year you can find the Pacific Wren.
Because it has the longest song of any bird in North America, and that's around here. And it's an amazing little song. I just saw one today. They're not singing very much now because it's winter, but when it gets brighter and warmer, they'll start singing more, and they have an incredible song for such a little bird.
Christy Norman runs the state's birding trail program out of another great spot, at the south end of Lake Washington in Seward Park, where you can see eagles and herons, but she says that's just the tiniest taste of what's on the new map.
So you can see albatrosses on the Pacific coast. You can go to eastern Washington in little tiny nooks and crannies and find the tiniest calliope hummingbird. You can find owls in the northeast in the Ponderay.
Or the elusive great gray owl that flies into our forested coastlines. And she and others attending the strategy sessions in Olympia say this wildlife heritage is part of what brings in scarce funds for essential services by fueling our tourist trade.
And we have been growing our wildlife watching about 10 times faster than the rest of the country. And that's because we have such fabulous birds all over the state.
They say telling people about what we have and then protecting it is something they can celebrate as they push back against all kinds of rollbacks to environmental battles that are looming because of the down economy. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.